Thanks for joining us as we continue to look at the names of God. So yesterday we were looking at Hebrews chapter 3, verse 1. We're going to look at that one again because there are two names of Jesus in this one verse. Therefore, holy brothers, you who share in a heavenly calling, consider Jesus the apostle, the sent one. We looked at that yesterday. And high priest of our confession. Jesus is the high priest of our confession. What in the world does that mean? Well, the high priest was the head of the priestly order in Israel. He was the one, the only one, who could enter into the presence of God in the most holy place in the temple. On the Day of Atonement, following a strict procedure, he entered the most holy place to present an offering on behalf of the people. The purpose of the offering was to atone for or turn aside God's wrath on sin. So the writer of Hebrews explains that Jesus is our high priest. He delivered himself up as an offering. He took on flesh, fully human in every way, in order that he might become a merciful and faithful high priest in God's service, and that he might make atonement for the sins of the people. That's what Hebrews chapter 2, verse 17 says. So the death of Jesus on the cross was an atoning sacrifice. He turned aside God's wrath for sin by his sacrifice on the cross. Jesus did that. God's wrath for sin was poured out on Jesus. And when we trust in Christ as the one who paid sin's penalty on our behalf, his atonement is applied to our lives. God's wrath is turned aside from us because of Jesus and his completed work on the cross. His atoning work gives us eternal life. So Lord Jesus, thank you for taking on God's wrath for sin on my behalf. Thank you for your atoning work. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.